Pinky Gillis. She is really close with her kids, who are 5 and 14. And when it comes to her teenage son, she tells me that they could talk about anything. She loves that. And that includes topics like this on vaccinations and his health, which she wants to have a say in. But some members on the D.C. Council have a different perspective.
So I am 100% against that. I think it violates my fundamental right as a parent.
Asha Pinky Gillis doesn't feel like her 14-year-old son Caleb is old enough or ready to call his own shots when it comes to getting a vaccine without her consent, even under a doctor's direction.
If my child goes and gets a vaccination and has an adverse impact to that, adverse reaction to that vaccination, I don't know what's going on because I've never been told that my child has been inoculated.
When D.C. Council member Mary Che introduced the Minor Consent for Vaccinations Amendment Act of 2019 last year, it was in response to a measles outbreak that spread from coast to coast in the U.S., many wondering at the time if D.C. would become the next hotspot as vaccination rates trended downward in the district.
It should be worrisome to people when children are not vaccinated for these diseases.
According to this July 6th letter to D.C. school leaders, fewer families have paid visits to the doctor's office because of the pandemic, some lacking access, others avoiding it. Because of this, the letter says many children in the district are not fully immunized, which could make another infectious outbreak worse.
The gateway, again, is the physician who has to make this judgment. Is that person, 11, 12, 15, 18, capable of giving informed consent? And is it consistent with the physician's medical judgment?
If the bill is passed, children as young as 11 years old would be allowed to get a recommended vaccine without parental approval. Only a doctor would decide if the child meets a certain standard of informed consent. To protect their privacy, healthcare providers would have to bill insurers directly and submit the vaccination record to the child's school.
I think the intent is good. I think it. There are several kinks that need to be worked out before this is finalized.
And Councilmember Che tells me that a number of medical experts and medical organizations have looked at this in fine detail and they still support it. She says that a final vote by the D.C. Council will be made Tuesday, November 17th, and that it's expected to have full support. So from there, it'll go on to Mayor Bowser's desk and then Congress, for Congress to get that chance to weigh in. This is all a part of their process and congressional review. For now, that's the very latest on this. Makia Turner, back to you.
All right. So this is what's going on now, you know, that they're now taking away the parents' right to choose for their child when the child is not old enough to make decisions like this for themselves. Okay. Washington, the D.C. Council is itching closer to approving a bill that would allow children as young as 11 years old to get recommended vaccines without their parents' approval. There would be some requirements, but direction overall would come from a doctor. The final vote from the council is expected on Tuesday. When Ward 3 Councilmember Mary Che introduced the Minor Consent for Vaccinations Amendment of 2019, it was in response to a measles outbreak that spread from coast to coast in the U.S. At the time, many wondered if the district would become the next hotspot as vaccination rates trended downward in the city. I think it should be worrisome to people when children are not vaccinated for these diseases, Che said. The bill would give kids as young as 11 years old the green light to get a vaccination without parental consent if a doctor recommends it. The doctor would also determine if the child meets a certain standard of informed consent before administering the vaccine. To prevent the parents from knowing, health providers would be required to bill insurers directly and send vaccination records to the school. Wow. So what do you think they could do with this when it comes to COVID-19? Okay, get your child vaccinated without the parents' consent, and whatever happens to that child due to taking that unstable, not properly tested vaccine, the parent has to deal with it. The gateway, again, is the physician who has to make the judgment that is that person 11, 12, 15, 18 capable of giving informed consent, and is it consistent with the physician's medical judgment, Jay said. Asha Pinkney Gillis has a 5-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. She tells WUSA 9, the measure is concerning to her household. She does not believe her teenager is old enough or emotionally ready to make decisions without her help. I'm 100% against that bill, Gillis said, and I think it violates my fundamental right as a parent to manage the upbringing and the health and welfare of my child. My child goes and gets a vaccination and has an adverse reaction to that vaccination. I won't know what's going on because I've never been told my child has been inoculated, Gillis said. According to a July 6th letter to D.C. school leaders from the Office of the State Superintendent of Education, fewer families have paid visits to the doctor's office because of the pandemic. Officials cite a lack of access to care and for family and families avoiding offices overall. Due to fewer visits, the letter said many children in the district are not fully immunized, which could make another infectious outbreak worse. And the fact that, you know, they want an excuse to give people this COVID-19 vaccine, you know, and to make sure they get it distributed as much as possible to whoever they can get their hands on. And who are the most vulnerable? Children and adolescents. In a legislation meeting Tuesday, the bill received full support from 12 council members. One member was absent. The final vote is expected Tuesday, November 17th, before heading to Mayor Muriel Bowser's office for review. While the intent is good, I think there are several kinks that need to be worked out before this is final, as Gillis said. Councilmember Chase said a number of medical experts and organizations, including the Medical Society of D.C. and the District Health Department, have reviewed the proposal and fully support it. Wow. Beautiful little baby girl. Just imagine that, man. You know, they could, the school district could go over your head and get that kid vaccinated, your child, without your consent. And I said again, whatever happens to that child, you have to deal with it. A lot of parents are going to be in an uproar. Especially those who end up dying of this COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, they say it's going to be just for measles. But as I said, this is a gateway. And they're trying to get as many people vaccinated as they can. All right. Remember what I said before about the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine. If you don't take that vaccine, you're not going to be able, if you're on public assistance as a black person, minorities, you are not going to be able to keep your food stamps, and you are not going to be able to keep a roof over your head. They're going to take those government benefits away from you. And then it will slowly, gradually move into other working classes, where you not be able to work, you won't be able to get groceries. All right? They're even coming to you at your churches, religious houses of worship. All right, I'm done.